This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple roads, railways and port projects worth nearly 18,700 crore rupees at Kolkata in West Bengal this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said these projects will give a new momentum to development in West Bengal and eastern India.
Sadak, railway aur port infrastructure, inse judi 18,000 crore rupaye se adhik ki pariyojanaon ka shilanyas aur lokarpan hua hai. Ye projects Paschim Bengal aur Purvi Bharat ko nayi raftaar denge. Inse vyapar aur udyog ko badhava milega. Khadakpur Moregram Expressway ke pura hone se Paschim Bengal ke anek hisson mein aarthik gatividhiyan tez hogi. Dubrajpur bypass, कंसावती सिलावती नदियों पर बनने वाले बड़े पुल, इनसे कनेक्टिविटी बेहतर होगी.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the Northeast is now leading India's Act East policy. On the conditions of war prevailing all around the world, the Prime Minister said the objective of the government is to minimize the impact of this war on the nation's citizens. Two Indian-flagged vessels, Shivalik and Nanda Devi, have crossed the Strait of Hormuz safely this morning. Special Secretary at Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed about this while addressing the inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi this evening. He noted that these vessels are carrying 92,700 metric tons of LPG. Mr. Sinha further informed that the vessels will arrive at Mundra and Kandla ports on the 16th and 17th of this month. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that there is no dry out at any retail outlets or LPG distributorship and sufficient diesel and petrol is available. She urged the citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders and only book when required. Additional Secretary, Gulf at Ministry of External Affairs, Asim Mahajan, informed that 1,72,000 Indian nationals have returned home from the West Asia region since the 28th of last month. He added that air connectivity is steadily improving. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, C. Senthil Rajan, urged the people to be cautious of the fake news that is being peddled on social media. The West Asia conflict continues to escalate. An Iranian missile struck the U.S. embassy in Baghdad in Iraq last night, hitting a helipad on the sprawling compound. The Iranian state broadcaster reported that a suicide drone was used to target the radar system at the embassy. In Lebanon, an Israeli strike on a health center has killed 12 medical workers in the Bint Jabil district. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States Central Command carried out a massive bombing raid on military targets on Kharg Island in Iran, claiming the operation totally obliterated every military site on the island. Home Minister Amit Shah has said the people of Punjab are fed up of corruption and misgovernance of the Aam Aadmi Party government in the state. He called upon the people of the state to bring a double-engine government of the BJP to power to make the state free of these menaces and bring it back to prosperity. He said this while addressing Badlao rally in Moga's Kili Chahlan village. Punjab police today said they have busted another alleged Pakistan's ISI-sponsored terror and cross-border arms smuggling module, resulting in the arrest of two persons in Amritsar and recovery of a cache of weapons from their possession. According to Senior Superintendent of Police of Amritsar Rural, Suhail Qasim Mir, the weapons consignment was allegedly sent by handlers abroad via the Pakistan route to facilitate terrorist activities in Punjab. In Bihar, Lieutenant General retired Sayyid Atta Hasnain took oath as the 43rd governor of the state. Chief Justice of the Patna High Court, Sangam Kumar Sahu, administered the oath of office in secrecy to Lieutenant General at a ceremony at Lok Bhavan in Patna. India will take on England in the final of the AFIH Women's Hockey World Cup Qualifiers 2026 at Hyderabad this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.